The University of Alaska's Marine Advisory Program stands a good chance of getting the money it needs to keep offices open in 5 remote coastal communities, including Petersburg. After hearing extensive public support for the program, the legislature budgeted roughly half the amount needed. The university has agreed to match that funding if the governor approves it. From member station KFSK, Matt Lichtenstein has this update.
The program's rural offices in Nome, Dillingham, Petersburg, Cordova, and Unalaska faced closure mainly because of declining money from the federal government and other sources. Supporters appealed to the legislature for help, a lot of supporters, from fishing and economic development groups to school districts and municipalities. A conference committee of House and Senate lawmakers ultimately agreed to include $300,000 in the state's operating budget. Anchorage Representative Mike Hawker, the committee co-chair, highlighted that decision on the House floor during the last day of the session.
And the single item that I probably received more communications on in this entire legislative session than anything else, we found a way to fully fund the University of Alaska's Marine Advisory Program. It's the small things that matter, sir.
The $300,000 from the legislature is just under half the amount Marine Advisory Program officials said was needed to keep all of their remote offices open. However, the university agreed to match that amount for a total funding package of $600,000, just $14,000 shy of the original request. Susan Henricks is the provost at the University of Alaska Fairbanks.
The university thinks the Marine Advisory Program is a real asset to the state and to the university as well. And so in the course of negotiations with the legislature, we did agree to fund the other $300,000 of a total request of about $600,000 if the legislature would appropriate $300,000. And we're going to be securing that money by internal reallocation.
The Marine Advisory Program has been in place for 45 years. It has a total of 10 offices and 16 staff members around the state. The Extension Service is best known for the educational, research, and regulatory help they provide to fishermen and other small marine-related businesses. Program Director Paula Cullenberg is optimistic those services can continue.
I'm hopeful that at the end of this whole long process, we will be able to make the 5 positions, the Nome, Dillingham, Unalaska, Cordova, and Petersburg positions, permanent university positions, so that those communities know that they are going to have a MAP agent in their region for the long haul.
It's not yet clear whether there'll be enough money to reestablish the office in Kodiak, which has been closed for more than a decade. The remaining rural offices provide a human connection to the statewide university system. Cullenberg credits the public for convincing lawmakers of the program's value in their communities. This all hinges, of course, on Governor Sean Parnell's final approval of the operating budget, which includes the Marine Advisory money. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.